Well, hey there, everyone. This is Zach. Guess what? We're off to summer camp with Keys for Kids down Gilead Lane.
Welcome to all of you campers.
I missed you so much. Please come and get me.
Swim? I can't. No competition is worth ruining a perfectly good outfit.
Kickoff. Well, you see how fun this is going to be, Tim?
What if I don't like kickoffs?
Oh, you'll love it. And we'll see all of you at the end of the week, all right?
All right.
Yeah. The end of the week?
Not you, Tim.
No. Dad and I will pick you up tonight.
You better.
You'll have the time of your life. You've got the best counselor in the world.
Absolutely. I wish you were counseling our age group, Brooke.
Maybe next summer.
Come on, guys. Let's go find our cabins.
I don't want to miss the kickoff.
Okay. Well, kiss us goodbye then and get out of here.
Alrighty. Come on. Hug and a kiss.
Hide me. Quick.
What?
That girl over there. Look at her.
Hey, come out from behind your father. Yeah. What about her?
She is wearing the same shirt that I am.
Oh.
I have to go find my cabin right now so that I can change.
Haley, we have to go to the kickoff right now.
Oh, what if someone notices?
Haley, you will be fine.
No. Come on, get over there, you three. Go.
Hey, bye.
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 See you.
Bye. See you later.
Love you.
Bye, Jimmy.
Can't you stay for a little while?
No, honey. Dad and I have to go. And Brooks, your counselor, so what are you worried about?
No kidding. You're going to give me a complex. Come on, Timmy.
Come on. Give me a kiss,
Mom.
Honey.
Bye.
Can you believe I got stuck with Team Blue for the competition?
Hi to you, too.
Not one person in my cabin even likes sports.
Well, you have Haley in your sister cabin.
And your point is?
I guess you're right.
Justin, you coming? Team Rex's practicing for the soccer game.
Thanks. I'll be right there, Zach.
Isn't your cabin gonna practice, Mike?
Like, that would help.
Oh, I'm sure Team Blue will be good at something.
Ryan's right. Today's soccer, but tomorrow's baseball.
And one of the counselors was saying something about a lap race for the last competition.
A lap race? Like, in the water?
Where else?
Oh, yeah, where else?
Hey, we're late, Ryan.
Okay, Justin, hurry up. The Reds are waiting. See you, Mike.
Bye.
I'll be there in just a second. Oh, I'm so glad we're swimming. I thought it was just going to be all field sports, you know?
I wish.
Mikey, what's up? You going to be sick?
No, I'm fine.
No, you're not. You're all... Oh, the swimming.
Forget it, Justin. Your team's waiting for you.
Well, Mike, I'm sure it's going to be safe. I mean, they're not going to put us past the buoys or anything.
Just go play soccer, all right? I got to get back to my cabin.
Mike, it's not going to be any different than at Pixley Pond at home. You always swim there.
Yeah, where it's like 2 feet deep. Justin, what am I going to do? I don't want anyone to know.
I know. We'll figure something out.
But, Mommy, I missed you so much. I've been here for forever, and I don't even remember what you look like anymore. Please come and get me.
Timmy, we just got on the highway.
Hey, buddy.
I'll bet you haven't even had morning snack yet.
No, but I miss you already. See, you have to come and get me. They never feed us.
That's because you're not at the table with the rest of the Chumbies. Hi, Mom.
Hey.
Hi, sweetie.
Sorry about that. He really is fine.
Oh, I know. I'm glad you're there with him, though.
Me too.
Okay.
Gotta go, Mom.
Okay, sweetie. Bye-bye. We love you.
Already at the soccer fields.
I know. I don't know why we're even playing the game.
What? Because you think your team's bad?
I think Team Blue can't tell the difference between a soccer ball and a baseball.
Yeah, right. Oh, come on, the Blues need you.
I'm coming.
Another goal for Reds! It looks like it's pretty much decided here, folks. And Coach Nickerby doesn't look too happy.
We're only at halftime, Bob.
And we're only at halftime, but with Team Red up by 4 goals, it looks like the Blues are...
Bob?
Right. Halftime!
Coach, they're killing us out there.
It's not that bad, Mike.
Did you hear the announcer?
Now, don't worry about that. Now we've made 2 goals. Good job, Blue. You guys are giving it your all, and that's what matters.
Uh-oh. Do we get points for that?
Michael Morrison, is there something you'd like to say to help out your team?
No.
All right, then. We've got half a game left, Team Blue. A lot can happen in the second half. Now let's go get them.
Okay, you guys, let's do it. We can get them. Let's go. Let's go. Woo!
Yeah, let's go get them.
What's a sand sculpture anyway, Brooke?
It's like art, Timmy. You can make all kinds of designs depending on what color sand you use and how you put it in the jar.
It's still just a jar full of sand.
Come on, Timmy. See that one Jason's making? Looks pretty cool, huh?
I guess. Why couldn't Patrick come? Everybody else has a friend.
Timmy, there are a lot of kids who didn't come with a friend.
Like who?
Well, like Joey. He's been doing everything alone, and he really misses his mom and dad.
He has been crying a lot. You think he's sadder than I am?
You could go ask him. Why don't you sit in that empty seat by him and do your sand sculpture?
Okay.
Good.
I think I'll make one for Mommy.
That's a great idea.
So, is your team ready for the game, Mikey?
Ready as we'll ever be. Haley's actually one of our best players.
It's that bad, huh?
Yeah. But they can't wait for the swimming race. They won't stop talking about it.
Are you gonna do it?
What, swim? Justin, I can't.
Team Green and Team Blue, report to your dugouts. It's time to play ball!
Haley Morrison, you're up to bat.
Are you sure? I thought Mikey was next.
No, Haley, it's you.
I think I'll just sit this one out, thanks.
Sorry, kiddo, but you can't sit out of the batting order.
But...
You do when you quit the game.
Haley, come on. I can't believe I'm saying this, but we need you.
You're in my cabin, Haley, and none of my girls give up. Now, your brother's right. Team Blue needs you.
I think you're our only hope.
Haley, over here. I'll get you all set up.
Okay.
Come on, Haley, you can do it.
Now, remember, you hold the bat like this.
Right. Oh, this one's way too heavy.
It's aluminum. Pick it up with both hands.
Oh, right. That's better. Okay, I hold it like this, right?
Yes, very good, Haley. Now just wait for the ball to come to you.
Right. Hey, Jenny, I didn't know you were pitching for...
Strike one!
Oh, yes!
What are you trying to do? That ball almost hit me right in the face!
Sorry, Haley. I thought you were ready. Here comes the next one, okay?
Just a second. Is my hat on straight?
Strike two!
Hey, I wasn't ready!
Just keep your eye on the ball, Haley.
This time, Jenny, just wait until I...
Strike three! You're out of here!
Mike, I think you caught almost every ball that came out here.
After our turn at bat, somebody had to.
What's that?
Nothing. It's too bad nobody on the bases could catch my throws, huh?
Yeah, Michael, I need to talk to you about that.
About our game plan? Great, because I think I have an idea. If you could get to bend the rule about the batting order. I mean, this is a
Michael,
kid's game after all. And if I was the only batter...
Well, Michael, that isn't what I wanted to talk to you about.
It isn't?
No, but it is about the team. You know, Michael, we think these teams through very carefully when we put them together.
What do you mean?
I mean that you were put on this team for a reason.
A reason?
Yeah, we thought you'd be a great encouragement to the team.
They definitely need that.
Yeah, Michael, they do need that, but they're not getting it from you.
What are you talking about, Coach? I even told Haley we needed her.
I don't see calling Haley our only hope as very encouraging.
How did you...
Her counselor gave me a recap of what happened on the bench, but stick with me. You weren't just put on this team to make goals and hit home runs. The Blues need you for bigger reasons than that.
Bigger than a home run?
Much bigger. Every kid on this team looks up to you. They see how good you are at sports. It's only natural for them to admire you.
Admire me?
Mm-hmm. And when someone admires you, Mike, that gives you a lot of power.
Power?
Power over people. When they know that you're good at something and they're not, they really respect your opinion. And when they know that you don't think too highly of them, they don't think too highly of themselves either.
So you're saying the way I act makes them feel even worse?
Not only that, but it also makes them want to give up. If they gave it their all and it still wasn't good enough, why should they try so hard the next time?
I think I got it, Coach.
Good. Now, what do you say we go play some baseball?
You don't play.
Michael?
I mean, you could just really make a difference for the Blues, Haley.
I don't care. I only have 2 clean outfits left, and this is one of them. I'm not getting it all dirty just to play Red Rover. I'm going to the bleachers.
You are?
No competition is worth ruining a perfectly good outfit.
Well, it's your choice, but if you don't play, the team will lose points.
I'm not playing.
You've obviously made up your mind. So why don't you go ahead and find a seat? Okay, Blues. I know you're thirsty. Tyler's bringing drinks over. But I want to update you. Right now, we're 2nd.
All right.
We still have 3 more competitions to go, so let's keep working hard, okay?
All right, Coach.
Okay.
Hey, Tyler, you got all those drinks?
I think so, Coach.
All right, team. It's almost... Tyler, look out for Haley!
Okay, are you chumbies ready to swim?
Yeah!
Well, looks like everybody's here, so let's... Wait a minute. Where's Timmy?
He's coming. He was just waiting for Joey.
Yeah, there they are.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Brooke, can Joey please be my swimming buddy?
Yeah, can he? What's a swimming buddy?
It's someone who stays by you in the water so you don't get lost or drowned or anything.
Oh, yeah. Can Timmy be my swimming buddy?
Please, Brooke?
Yeah, that should be fine. But we'll officially assign swimming buddies when we get down to the water, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Mind if I join you, Haley?
Sure.
I see you found something to change into. It's cute.
Thanks. My last clean one.
So, what do you think about coming out and joining the group? We're almost ready to head down for Capture the Flag.
I think I'll just stay here.
Listen, I know you don't want to participate in Capture the Flag, but I think that you should.
Why?
Have you been watching Michael at all?
My brother? What about him?
Remember what he was like at the soccer game and the baseball game?
A bossy know-it-all who can play any sport in the world?
That is kind of how he was acting.
Yeah, that's because he's not used to losing.
Exactly. And I'm sure that, deep down inside, Michael didn't really want to change at all. But he did.
And you think that I should change even though I don't feel like it?
Yes. Michael went against everything he wanted to do to be there for his team. And look what happened. The team that was supposed to be the least athletic is in 2nd place.
All because of Michael.
Well, he certainly helped. I'm not saying that having a good attitude makes life easy. What I am saying is that sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do just because...
Because it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And because people are depending on you.
All right, I'll join the group. I just hate all the dirt around this camp.
I know, Haley. I know.
Mikey, I need to talk to you about the swim race.
Now? I was just going to get a snack.
Oh, yeah, no. Come over here.
Okay. Do you have a plan?
We don't need one.
What?
Well, I heard the counselors talking today. They said that someone from each team had to sit out the swim race.
Really? All right!
Yeah, something about all the teams competing at once. I don't know, I think two teams are short one player or something.
I know who's sitting out for my team.
Okay, guys, you're on your own for this competition. Now, you all elected Michael as your team captain, so follow his lead and remember to work together, okay?
Sure thing,
Coach. Sounds good.
Right.
All right, you guys know the plan. Troy, Darcy, and Ken will stay here and guard the flag, and the rest of us will go after Team Red's flag, okay?
Yep.
That's the plan.
Right.
All right, let's go.
Okay, Mickey, I'm not going to make the team lose points, but I'm not going to ruin an outfit for no reason either. I'll just find somewhere clean. Or somewhat clean to wait this thing out.
Shh, come over here.
I see some roads coming.
They're totally gonna get us.
Nope, they're not. Get down.
Shh. Oh, here they come. They've gotta be around here somewhere. I know I saw two blue shirts.
It's too dark to see blue. You're probably just...
Tyler, come on. This way.
Hey, was that Mikey?
I think so.
Come on, let's go get him.
Whoa, that was a close one.
No kidding. I hope Mikey and Tyler don't get caught.
Oh!
I'm being eaten alive out here. What did they do? Build this camp directly on a swamp or something? Oh, how long is this game anyway?
If we run right in there, they're just going to grab us.
You're right.
I'll distract them. You get the flag, okay?
Okay.
On the count of three. One, two...
Gotcha! Sorry, girls.
Yeah, sorry. Time to reunite with your team members.
They've gotta be done by now. We've been out here forever. I think I came from this way.
You guys got caught too?
Oh no. Mikey, you're in here?
Looks like it.
And we almost had the flag.
For real? Ugh. Mike, what are we gonna do?
There's like no one to free you, so you really don't have much of a choice, do you, dude?
Yeah. Now we just wait for them to get our flag.
Wait, Haley's still out there.
Dude, you really think she's gonna help you?
If she knows she's our only chance, she'll help us.
They must have moved the path or something. I know I came from this way.
Where are you, Haley? Come on, Haley.
Help! Haley.
What is that?
Haley.
That must be the cabin. No. It's okay, guys. I'm all right. I'm coming.
We're here.
Haley, help!
Prison.
Haley. You have to save us.
Prison? I'm on the other side?
Haley. Save us.
Save them? Haley. They must be joking. I'll get dirty for sure trying to get there.
Michael only gets everything he wanted to do to be there for his team. Sometimes you just have to do things you don't want to do because people are depending on you.
I guess I'm coming, guys. But how do I get there? Oh, perfect. Through brush. If this isn't team spirit, I don't know what is. Oh, yuck. Oh, this is so disgusting. Ouch. Oh. Ew. Finally. Mikey?
Haley, grab my hand.
There. Now, go get the flag before Zach and Ryan get ours.
Right. Thanks, Haley.
Sure.
Is anybody awake?
I am now. What is it, Haley?
I can't get to sleep. I feel itchy all over.
Do you need some lotion or something?
I don't know. Look at my arms and legs.
Oh, Haley, we better get you to the nurse.
Justin, have you seen Haley?
No. Well, isn't she here? The swim race has already started.
I know. Where is she?
Michael, there you are.
My glad you showed up. You're a cabin counselor. Where's Haley?
That's why I was looking for you. She's at the nurse's station.
The nurse's station? What's she doing
there? What happened?
She got poison ivy.
No way.
She must have crawled through it last night and captured the flag. I've got to get back to Haley, but I was hoping you'd go tell Coach Nickerby that we're out of the race.
Out of the race?
Well, there's no way Haley can swim for us in this condition. I gotta go, but remember, Mike, Haley got Team Blue into first place last night. So even though we're out of the competition, at least we fought well.
Yeah, good fight. What am I gonna do, Justin?
Well, just tell Coach Nickerby.
And lose the competition for the team? No way! Tyler, who's up next?
You, I guess. Isn't Haley here?
No, she's not.
Team Blue, you need a camper in the water or you're out of the competition.
I guess we're out.
Wait, I'll go.
Mikey?
Blue needs me!
Wait, there comes someone now!
All right, Mikey!
It looks like we've had a change on the swimming roster. Mike Morrison is in for Team Blue's missing swimmer.
Doesn't look like swimming to me. Oh, come on, Mikey, you can do it.
He's getting in the left, boys and girls.
He doesn't know how to swim, does he?
No, he doesn't.
No way. And what did he jump in for?
He had to. There was no one else.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know.
And here they come, campers. The front runners. Team Red just came in first. And Yellow Steel second from three.
Me neither, but I had to.
Good job, Mikey!
You're awesome!
I'm not awesome. I almost drowned out there.
We would have been total losers without you, Mike.
Nuh-uh. We need every single person.
Good job, everybody! Team Red came in first in the overall competition, followed closely by Team Blue, with Team Green and Team Yellow.
Thanks, but I'll meet you later. I'm gonna run to the nurse's station and tell Haley what our team did.
Wow, what a great ending to a great week at camp. I wasn't sure the Morrisons were all going to make it, but with some encouragement, they did all right. The word encouragement means to give courage. We can be encouraged by the examples or words of others, or by encouraging others ourselves. Hey, you should try it. You might be surprised by what happens when you encourage someone today. We at Keys for Kids Ministries want to encourage you because God loves kids. So, from Gilead to our devotional Keys for Kids, we want to encourage you through great stories of God's love told in an excellent and fun way. Check us out online at keysforkids.org, and if you'd like to purchase an MP3 copy of today's episode, Summer Camp Blues, or other Gilead episodes, you can find them at shop.keysforkids.org, or just call us at 1-888-224-2324. However you contact us, it's helpful to know how you listen, so let us know if it's online, on the app, or on the radio. Today's program, Summer Camp Blues, was written and directed by Sarah Osinski. Our production engineers were Scott Heckman and Steve Odell, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman, and I'm Zach, hoping you'll join us again next week for more Down Gilead Lane, a listener-supported production of Keys for Kids Ministries, because God loves kids.